If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Guys, we are here with Lauren Sebastian from Big Blonde Hair. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am great. Happy to be here.
I know. Thanks for coming back. We had a meeting a couple months back, or last year, maybe?
Maybe last year. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, my God. So it's so good to see you again.
You too.
So tell our listeners a little bit about your blog, your Instagram account, and exactly what it is.
So basically, bigblondhair.com is your destination if you want to know what the Real Housewives are wearing and where you can buy it. So we identify things as you see them on the episode, pretty much, and also on Instagram. And then you can come to our site or our Instagram and shop the items.
And do you often pair some of the items that may not be super affordable for the every person with some alternatives that maybe are a little bit more in a budget?
We started to do more of that. We've always done style stealers, so three items that are less, but sometimes we find stuff that's cuter that costs more money, so we do that too. But we have started to do a lot more complete the look collages and that sort of thing where people can shop pieces for less. So yes, exactly.
If you had to pick your top like three best dressed Bravo celebrities, who would they be?
Okay, so this is not a housewife, but Tracy Tudor from Million Dollar Listing is my favorite. If I could have her closet, I would go after it. I love Bethany's style. Mm-hmm. And then I love like a Dorit or an Erica Jane just because they're so interesting and they always give you a look. But there are so many things that I love about so many of them that it's very hard to decide.
Which franchise of the Housewives do you think as a whole is the most fashionable?
I think Beverly Hills. Yeah. I feel like they give it to us the most, right? Always, most consistently. And, you know, there's something about not being able to afford it that makes it more appealing.
Right. Well, just thinking too back on this past season when Denise Richards was introduced and that first like cocktail hour that they went to, and everyone was like, oh, it's casual, don't even worry about it. And she shows up in like shorts and a tank top and the rest of them are in like gowns, you know? Yes. And she's like, I thought it was casual, guys.
Uh-huh. That made me so obsessed with her though. It made me love her, but it was hilarious.
Right. So today we are going to talk about some of the best dressed ladies at reunions. So this is not just Housewives. We're going to get into a little some other franchises because we have some very fashionable people across Southern Charm, maybe a Catherine Dennis, for example. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start most recently with our girl Bethany?
Yes.
Her season 11 reunion look.
She always brings it. She is my reunion queen. Yeah. Every look that she has, I just feel like she does no wrong. The Balmain metallic fringe dress that she wore with the Jimmy Choo tulle bow heels. It was just perfect. Her hair was so sleek. It was perfection. That's what we want to see every time. She totally nailed it.
Do you think when you watch some of these reunions, you can tell that maybe there's a sort of theme that they're going with? Because we've heard that from the wives in the past, that they often get assigned a theme from production and then they kind of have to work with that. So what do you think this theme, what did that speak to you?
I thought very like 70s retro, Studio 54. I feel like that was the vibe I got from Bethany.
Yeah.
I loved it.
In terms of Balmain, do you see a lot of other celebrities who rock it as well as Bethany or maybe better?
I mean, I love like an Erica Jane in it. Yeah. You know, she does too. Dorit. And, you know, I feel like every celebrity has some in their closet and the housewives have all kind of gotten on board with that. But I will say Bethany has the most in her closet. I think she must have, or her assistant must have slept outside of H&M when they did the H&M Balmain collab, because she got everything from that too, along with all of the original Balmain. So they all have a little piece of it. But I do think Erica Jane really brings it when she wears it too.
Absolutely. Staying on Bethany Frankel too, her season 9 reunion dress. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Oh yeah, the long red Alexander McQueen gown. It had a bow or a tie neck. It was a departure from what she did this season, but also looked amazing on her. She knows what works for her, and it's not always a consistent style. I guess this was a little more glam or bohemian with the long dress, but it also is a look that totally worked for her.
I absolutely love Alexander McQueen. Any of the suits that I see, I'm like, if I were to get married, it would be in an Alexander McQueen suit.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I feel like, especially with this kind of fashion house, it can change so much over the years, but I feel like Alexander McQueen has always been so consistent. Mm-hmm. And it just, every year they deliver something that is so glamorous, so beautiful, and in some ways simple, but detail oriented, which I really, really love.
I totally agree. And I love a skull, and I can always go back to McQueen to make me feel okay about wearing a skull.
Right, right. It's like, it's not in that like Ed Hardy world that like we're all trying to escape from like the early 2000s Jersey Shore era. Yes. So thank you, McQueen, for all of that. What about Bethany's season 10 reunion look?
That is probably my favorite reunion look ever. You can actually still buy it at Nordstrom. It's by Willoughby, and it's like, I think it's like $5,000. But just, it was so whimsical, and the tulle and the metallic stars. It was such a soft look for Bethany, but something about it, it's hands down my favorite look ever at a reunion.
In terms of it being a soft look for her, do you think maybe Bethany tries to pair her outfits with how she wants to be perceived at a reunion? Because that is when you are in the hot seat.
I think a lot of them do. I think she's a very, very smart woman, and it would not shock me at all.
Right.
She knows what she's doing.
Right.
And I think that I believe that to be true. And I don't know if she has a stylist that helps her with it, but definitely sends a message, I think.
Yeah. I mean, going back to the Balmain dress from this most recent reunion, I wonder if this was her sort of like send-off dress where she was like,
ooh,
I'm going to be leaving next season, so this is going to be my final like statement piece.
Oh, that's a good thought.
That's my theory.
That is a good theory, I feel like.
Let's talk about some of the Bravo celebrities who have made the most improvements in terms of fashion. So we actually had Catherine Dennis in here at the beginning of this last season of Southern Charm. And, you know, right now her nickname around the office is Queen Catherine, because she absolutely is crushing it in everything she wears these days.
Yeah.
But we asked her about some of her earlier looks. And when you really think about it, I mean, she was so young when the show started. And we all made questionable decisions when we were young. Yeah. I have pictures of myself from, you know, high school with like the double popped collar because I wanted to be so like preppy, you know. And then I went abroad to London my junior year of college and I was like, I need to stop dressing so American, you know, like no more of this. So I can relate, as I'm sure you can, you know.
Oh my gosh.
What were some questionable fashion choices you made back in the day?
Oh my gosh. Everything from juicy tracksuits to Von Dutch tank tops,
yes,
to, I mean, Sky Brand tops, thanks to the Real Housewives of Orange County. I could go, I mean, I have had a lot of questionable fashion choices.
Right.
So I agree with Catherine. She's been a baby through all of this. So
yeah.
I think that she's come a long way, though, like you guys said.
Right. Where do you think the shift came? Do you think it was a shift in her confidence? Was it just hiring a stylist? Like, who's to say, right?
I like to think it was a shift in her confidence. But
yeah,
it does seem to correspond with kind of when she got everybody back on her side and people finally started to see that she was not the bad guy.
Yeah.
So I think it definitely is just a sign of her maturing and getting some confidence with the group. And she, I mean, she looks stunning this year.
Right. Let's talk about the season 5 reunion dress. That was one of my favorites. I mean, we had some boobage going on there.
We did have some.
Well, my question too, in terms of the boobage, when you wear a dress like that, as a man, I do not totally know, but do you have to like contour, like makeup with that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have that much going on, so it's like a lot of bronzer and tape, and she definitely, you know, just to keep everything in there. And I mean, she does look good. And the dress was a Michael Costello dress, and he does align with Revolve now, and he has dressed the housewives forever. So I can't, you know, I'm sure it was a collaborative effort and they both liked it and it felt good at the time.
Well, let's talk about her most recent reunion look, which I thought was stunning. I love a little shoulder action. So what did you think about that?
I loved it. The Marquesa gown, Dolce & Gabbana heels. I loved like the tulle shoulder action. She just, the way they did her hair too, sometimes they don't get it right. You know, a hairstylist can have as much of an impact on a reunion look or a look as anybody else. If the hair is not right, it can kind of really distract from the outfit and everything with the way her hair is to the side and, you know, the leg and the pic that we're looking at. Just everything was right about it. Her makeup was perfect. She just, you know, she has gotten the best revenge of anybody, I
feel.
It's
so
like,
true.
You know?
Yeah. With this particular look, when you do like the shoulder action on one side, is it important to do the hair on the other side for balance? Or would it be, could you rock that with like a high pony in the back?
I like this for this look, but I do think either something to the other side or something with the hair back, for sure, like a high pony or something like that. I agree with you. I don't think there should be too much going on, and definitely not a lot of hair where all the applique and tulle is on an asymmetrical look.
Right. I have two questions for you in regards to this particular reunion, because this was something we talked about on the podcast. Number one, Naomi was very tan.
Yes.
Was that too tan for your taste?
Nothing is too tan for my taste. I'm of the age where I used to go spray tan, or I used to go tanning all the time, and now I've been known to rock a too dark spray tan. I think it's better than being too pale. I'll give her that.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, yeah, it was a little much for me, but she's so beautiful that I think she still pulled it off.
Yes, I do. It could have been a little bit lighter. I do agree with you, but you know, it's not like anything's going to make her look super bad. Right.
And you also don't really know until you get under the lighting how it's going to look. Like, that's kind of the curse of those things, is sometimes things look very different in different lights.
Yes, very different. And maybe that's what happened.
My second question from this reunion was, a lot of people were coming for Chelsea about her look and saying that she is not one of the more fashionable people. I wasn't so critical of her look, because as a man, I'm sort of like, okay, it has to be a really bad dress or bad look for me to think anything of it. But I was kind of surprised by the fan backlash we saw there.
People were nuts about it on her Instagram page. They hated it, despite my no negative comments, please, or negative comments will be deleted in the bio.
Right.
Nobody listens. They hated it. And I did not think there was anything to hate. I don't know what it is, if it wasn't very, you know, a lot of times Southern style is a little different, and I don't think it necessarily fit into that, but the brand of the dress, Zhivago, they all wear it. Everybody loves it. I'm with you. I did not think that was a bad look.
Right. And of course, of all the people to come for, it's like, Chelsea, really? Come on.
Yeah, and it's so funny, but I also think she is a very casual fan, because with her, we will get requests for, you know, a plain t-shirt that is impossible to find. So a lot of people like her style, and maybe what they like about it is they like something that's more relatable for them to wear, and maybe that was too much.
Yeah. Yeah, but that makes sense.
But I would wear that, actually.
All right, good to know. I want to talk next about some of the biggest risk takers that we see. And the first person that comes to mind for me, of course, is Dorit.
Of course, yeah.
So most recently with her season 9 reunion look.
Yes.
We had some hair clips. We had a scrunchie. We had this metallic dress. What did you think of that look?
I mean, I loved it. Some people were like, that's ridiculous. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I like it. Like, she knows how to wear it. The clips, we will talk about those clips forever. And that is what this is about, right?
Yeah.
And I loved the dress, actually. That was bomb on too. Just the liquid sequins. I thought it looked something about it, it worked for me. I like something to look at when I turn on the reunions, and I want to look at that. She's beautiful. Her boobs look great in there. Like, she took a page out of Catherine's book.
Yeah.
But yeah, and those clips are actually available at Shop Bop now if anybody wants them. But it's like a collab with her hairstylist, Justine Marjan. I don't know if that's how you say it, but you can get those clips for yourself if you want.
How much do you think just like her head costs in this look? Like with all of those clips.
You know, I can't even remember how much the clips are. They might be like $30. I mean, there's a couple $100 in there, I would have to say, at least.
Wow. That's hilarious. It's funny because Megan, my co-host, she is the show producer for Beverly Hills. So she goes to the reunions. And I remember when she came back, we were talking about, you know, my first question whenever someone comes back from a reunion taping is, who was the best dressed? And she said Dorit. And then I saw all of the looks and I was like, really, Dorit? And then after I kind of compared it with some of the other looks of the other ladies this season, I was like, okay, you know what? She went for it. And that's kind of what you're supposed to do at these reunions.
Yeah, right.
At this point, you know, back in the day, I remember some of the earliest Housewives reunions were in like jeans and like, you know, tank tops in someone's backyard.
Yes, it was so funny. I was going through old clips to just, you know, prep for this. And I was like, oh my gosh, some of the season one reunions, it's ridiculous. It's funny and cute, but it just shows like how the style of all of them has evolved so much and how it's gotten so next level with everybody. Like, what's next, you know? Yeah,
no, absolutely. What about Dorit's season 6 reunion dress? I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah, it's like the purple fuchsia lamé look with the shoulder pads and the earrings. Just another, those long earrings, just like another look, just very 70s inspired. And just another statement maker. She has a look of her own, and her stylist, Jasmine Gonzalez, does a very good job. Who's also a great person, does a very good job with her.
This look, I just like want to take that dress and like wrap it over myself as like a cozy blanket. Like, it looks so soft. I'm going to email her and be like, can I have that?
I feel like she would let you. You could wear it to work. It's great.
Else do you think is one of the biggest risk takers? I mean, Dorit was the first that came to mind for me, but in terms of any other ladies?
I mean, I think Erica also really always brings a look. I mean, I always go to Erica's confessional looks first when we're talking about like bringing a look to something. But I also think she's just never afraid to make a statement either. This year with her, the blue dress that she wore, it wasn't necessarily, you know, it wasn't as bold as Dorit's look, but it was like kind of old world glam looking with the way she did her hair. And I think she just always makes a statement too, no matter what she's in. It's just her signature.
Yeah, she's sort of like Lady Gaga in the sense that I feel like everything she does is kind of performance art. Yeah. There's always some story being told, and she just is not afraid to look a little wacky, but I think she always pulls it off in a very chic way.
Yeah, I was just looking at her look from the Marc Jacobs show, and it was a look. Like, she was not afraid, but I love seeing her at Fashion Week and all her different outfits too, which I think just proved that she just, it's performance, like you said. You gotta love it.
There was a huge presence this past Fashion Week with Housewives everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, Kyle had her own show. Mm-hmm. Tinsley walked in Garo Sparrow's fashion show, and I think they were filming for Roni for that. Oh. So that'll be, hopefully we'll get to see that. But I was so surprised to see all of that. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I know. And the Beverly Hills making the pages of Vogue.com, like, well, pages, you know, web pages of Vogue.com, right. Walking the runway. Like, who would have thought? I mean, even when the show started or when I started the site, that their fashion would get to Vogue. It's crazy. I love it.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What about some of the most expensive reunion looks? So we just talked about how these ladies have really upgraded from the beginning, from their jeans and t-shirts in a backyard to these glamorous designer dresses. Who has had some of the most expensive looks?
Okay, well, another franchise I think that always brings it as a whole is Atlanta. Like, they always look amazing at the reunions. And of course, the competition for most expensive dress is between Kim Zolciak Bierman and NeNe Leakes, from my records anyways. So of course, I don't know if they were trying to outdo each other intentionally, but it did happen. NeNe wore a red fringe Marquesa gown season 10, and that gown went for almost $10,000 originally. So that was an expensive piece. And then Kim Zolciak Bierman did, when a few seasons ago, she did a purple Cavalli gown, and it was like embellished and strapless and almost had like an embellished butterfly on it. And that went for $9,000, assuming they paid the full amount for the dresses. Right. Like, that is a pretty penny. And you know those ladies like to accessorize too. So that was not the complete price tag of the look.
Right. Well, first of all, with this Kim look, the butterfly always reminds me of Mariah Carey. So I could see Mariah Carey rocking something like this.
I actually thought it was very pretty.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think these women often buy their own dresses, or is it where the designers will send it to them? Because we know that about other celebrities on the red carpet, if they're going to premieres, they don't always necessarily keep the item. Maybe they send it back. So do you think these are all purchased and hanging in a closet?
I know for a fact some are purchased, but I do not know about all of them.
Right. It's just crazy to think that these like cost as much as a wedding dress. And it almost is like a wedding dress because you're only probably going to wear it once. Right. You're not going to be caught out in a reunion look somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, more than my wedding dress.
Coming up, we have the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion, and the theme was all white. So speaking of wedding dresses, there was almost like a wedding dress theme going on here. So what did you think of these white looks?
I was obsessed.
Really?
Like,
okay.
I never would have thought of doing just one monochromatic color for a reunion, and whoever's idea that was, genius. Like, I think it looks, they look beautiful together, and I think they all did a very good job of not making it too wedding dress-ish, you know? I think they all did a good job of kind of finding the right dress for them. I really like the idea.
Looking at Candace, she has another one of these sort of shoulder action things, and she did the sort of hair on the other side to balance it. She did a very similar look. You should check it out if you haven't seen it yet for the Real Housewives of Potomac after show. And you've seen it?
Yeah.
So she loves this sort of shoulder embellishment, so I like that she's incorporating that into a lot of her, you know, kind of staple looks this season.
Yeah.
What did you think about Ashley's dress? There's a lot going on there.
There is a lot going on there. I was watching the video on BravoTV.com, and she's like, you know, it was 5 weeks postpartum. So for that, I mean, she looks amazing. Like, 5 weeks after I had my kids, I was like, I don't even want to talk about it. So I think if it's something that she was comfortable in, it was good. The cape thing, I've not really, well, Celine did a cape a few, you know, recently. So we'll say, I mean, it's been on the runway.
Yeah.
You know, it's unique, and if she felt good in it, I think it was a good choice for her.
I've seen a lot of feedback about Giselle's look.
Yes.
And people kind of being a little negative about it.
I actually love it.
I do, too.
I love a jumpsuit. I just love the lace. She is beautiful in everything, I feel like. But I really loved it, and I thought it was really original, and we've seen other jumpsuits on the reunions, but we haven't seen one that really looks like this. I think it looks great on her.
I'm a little biased because I love Karen Huger, but I feel like this look is so youthful on her, and it's like it cuts her age in half. I think she looks incredible.
I don't even know how old she actually is, but I do know that this, I agree. I think she looks great in it. I mean, I would not look that great in that dress right now, and I know I'm a little younger at least. She looks stunning. Like the high pony, I love it. I think she did a great job.
Robin's look.
Okay, so Robin's look to me is very, well, she said it's very, in the video, she said, you know, it's very a romantic look. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe it was like a tribute to her and Juan and their tattooed heart rings.
I know, that is a good
maybe
point.
Maybe it's like wedding vibes. Maybe she's feeling very romantic.
Right.
One thing I do like about it is that it's by Alice McCall, and you can buy it online if you want it. A lot of the other pieces were custom made, so you can buy it at Forward by Elise Walker if you like it. I thought she looked nice in it.
If she were to get remarried to Juan and she could wear one of the other ladies' dresses, who would you pick for her?
Oh, I would do Giselle's jumpsuit.
I was thinking the same
thing. It's a look,
right? Because it would be a second wedding, so maybe you wouldn't do the traditional dress. You would do something that's more of like, you know, a pantsuit type of thing.
Yeah.
I think she should ask Giselle to borrow that.
I think she should ask us for advice if she doesn't she gets married again.
Next time she comes in, we'll just like play her this audio and be like, we have some ideas for you. In terms of reunion trends that you see, what do you think works the best? Do you like a dress? Do you like a pantsuit? Where do you see reunion looks going?
I love a sequin, I will tell you that. I mean, there's something about it that I just want to see you very dressed up. But there have been a lot of jumpsuits. Like, Tamara wore one, I think maybe Tamara started it herself, that was very affordable, and it was season 12, and it was like a $100 jumpsuit. And people love the relatable factor of that because a lot of people went out and bought that. And then like in New Jersey, the last reunion, Melissa Gorga had one on, Margaret had one on that was like sequins and zebra and turquoise, and there was a lot going on. There was a statement there. Now Giselle, and then on the Southern Charm reunion, Danny and Madison were wearing them. So maybe, you know, the next thing is for everybody, they've spent a lot of money and they've gotten so dressed up, maybe people are going to start looking at jumpsuits and different styling options.
Right. It's funny you bring up Madison because we were talking about how we had a theory that she wore white because Shep kept calling her white trash.
Ooh.
I think she didn't actually, when we had her in for the interview, she said that there was no connection there.
She's like, you're digging.
Yeah, I was like, well, we were trying, you know, like whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, he did her a favor because she looked great.
Yeah. In terms of, you told us your favorite, like, dressed housewives. The people who follow you on Instagram, who do they think is the best dressed?
In terms of like a franchise or?
Yeah, or an individual.
Okay. There's someone for everyone. People love Kyle Richards. It's with her, you either love it or you hate it. But there's a lot of people that really love it. People love Tamara because they can access her looks a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like they can buy it, it's wearable. She has good style and it's very easy. People love Tinsley. I can't believe I have not spoken of Tinsley. People love Tinsley. And people like Stassi a lot.
Oh yeah.
Vanderpump. And Cameron Eubanks. I could go on.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I love listing. Cameron. Yeah.
People love Cameron too, but she's, you know, she's always like, I got it, TJ Maxx, y'all.
Right, and right.
People
exactly.
love that, right?
So. People are like, well, I'm going to go digging through all the clothes at TJ Maxx now. Thank you, Cam.
I do not have a good Southern accent. My apologies to anybody Southern.
It was close enough. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for coming in. Will you tell our listeners again where they can find you?
Yes, you are welcome. Thanks for having me. You can find me at bigblondhair.com. At Big Blonde Hair on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. And then my husband and I recently started a podcast called Cash and Couture, and it talks about fashion, finance, and kind of our lives as entrepreneurs and parents.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Bravo TV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.